Let's pick up at verse 14. It's quite, it's all right to read the Bible in church. Okay. I didn't know I was out of order or not. What did I say, 14? That's what I said. It said, when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribe questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, was greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribe, what question ye with them? Talking about his disciples. So he just come out of, if I'm right, the Mount of Transfiguration, where he took with him Peter, James, and John. And he was transfigurated before them. And the rest of the disciples, while he was up in the mountain, they brought this boy, this man brought his boy to him, this child. This is what he's talking about. So let's go on. And so he said, what question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I brought unto thee my son, which has a dumb spirit. Okay, what kind of spirit? And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him. Now notice what the spirit was doing to the boy. Teareth him. And he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth and pineth away, and I spake unto thy disciple that they should cast him out. And they could not. Notice what it said, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless what? What kind of generation? Faithless generation. How long shall I be with you, and how long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway, this what happened? The spirit tear him and fell down on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked the father, how long ago since this come upon him? And he said, of a child. That means when the boy was a little child. And he said, and oftentimes it cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. Can you imagine? You living with a child. You got your child. And this thing come on your child. And sometimes they throw him in the fire. Isn't that cruel? Then where? Into what? Water. To destroy him. Wouldn't that have to do with fear? Torment? Huh? All right, to destroy him. But if thou, listen what the man said. But if thou can do anything, if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe that all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the man, the father, the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. The man realized that he didn't have all what he needed. He was afraid. I believe, I heard about you and I believe, but I'm afraid. I'm telling you, y'all, and if you live in these days, which we live in, you better deal with fear. Amen. Don't wait till the thing is upon you. That's why the Lord gave me this message. He told me to preach this message because I need my people to deal with fear. All right. And he said, if thou canst believe that all things are possible to him that believeth, straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. When Jesus saw that who? The people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit. I want you to notice something as we talk about Jesus. You never seen Jesus flinch or hesitate or act in a way in fear or doubt or what if when it dealt with the devil. You ever notice that? He just told him, now you get on out of here. You notice that? He said, you go. Now notice what he said. I'll read it again. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tear, Lord, I believe, help thy unbelief. When he saw the people came running together, he rebuked the spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee what? Come out of him and enter when? No more into him. And what happened? And the spirit did what? Cried and rent him so and came out of him, and he was as one dead. Insomuch that many said, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and did what? And he, You notice how Jesus handled the dumb spirit, deaf spirit, and all the demons and the devil? He didn't flinch. We could go to the one in Mark Gospel chapter 5. When this man was out there among the tomb, cutting himself with stone. What did Jesus tell him? He said, come out of him. You know what he answered? Said, and then he asked what his name. He said, my name is Legion, for we are many. So? Like that's supposed to mean something to Jesus. So when the devil rise up trying to tell you something, say, so? You coming out anyway. I don't care if you want a minute. You coming out. Because I just told you in the name that's above every name. Now come out of it. But when he can put fear in you, notice, I want you to notice something about this now. Notice the outward manifestation. You see somebody wallowing on the ground, foaming at the mouth. What is that supposed to do? Make you afraid. Because that's unusual, isn't it? It's just what Satan trying to do. Show himself like he's so bad and big. So I don't care whether you foam, wallow, crawl, squat, or whatever. You coming out. And you don't get there by watching Matlock. You got to know this, that God is God and Jesus is Lord. And that name is above every name. Hallelujah.
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 And that Jesus had dealt with every demon, the devil himself, every demon, every foul, ungodly, wicked spirit. I don't care what class they're in. I don't care how long they've been. Jesus has conquered them all. And he did it for you and me. So you and I do not have to live our lives in fear, in torment, in unbelief, trying to figure out, can I some way survive? No, I live like kings and queens.
Hallelujah.
Because I belong to a king.
Yes, yes.
I'm in the royal family of God.
Yes,
therefore, I don't fear anything. Just because a bill show up unpaid, I'm not fretting about that. Because my God supplies all of my needs. Not some of my needs, but all of my needs. How does he do it? According to his riches in glory. So in the face of bills, in the face of tests, in the face of trial, in the face of sickness or whatever, I rejoice.
Yes.
I give thanks.
Yes.
I praise God.
Because
I know what he said.
Yes.
This supposed to make me afraid. This supposed to make me give in and start saying, Lord, what I'm going to do? I already made up my mind. I already know what I'm going to do because I've been spending time with him. I'm in the word. I'm going to continue to believe you. I'm going to continue to stand on the word. I'm going to continue to say what you said about it. I'm going to continue to act like what you said to act like. Hallelujah. Why? Because I know something. I'm not trying to find out something. I know something.